So how you been, man?
Ah, it's been a crazy ride. Which saison are you drinking? Have you opened it yet?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it out. We've got Forest and Main here. Happy, I believe from 2017.
Old beer. You think I should have the Brett Saison 4?
Yeah, we do Brett.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Floral.
It's all on the nose, this one. Wow. But let's start with you before it gets out of hand. So, of course, we're going to talk about Remix, but let's just go to the background. Where did you come from? What brought you into this world?
Well, I grew up the first few years in New Jersey, and then we moved down to Washington, and back up, and then up to Cleveland. And after high school, I thought I'd never come back to Cleveland. Just before the pandemic, we moved back from Paris. First, I studied art, then I studied architecture. As it turns out, the person I was taking the class with is a professor of marketing, but was teaching a lot of crypto.
And I just call us creators. People say, oh, programmers, or we're not programmers, we're creators. Oh,
wait a minute, that calls for the professor.
The professor is very intelligent. He talks about many things. The things he talks about are essential. Essential things happen not in the morning.
Well, I really appreciate you didn't make it hard for me to have to find a cover for today. So how did you get roped into this world that we're talking about, the Web3,
architecture school, someone I knew later on went on to become head of the, I was living in Paris as a web developer, and she came to town, thought I was still an architect, got a job that way. The website for DEF CON 3.
Oh, DEF CON 3 website.
And then with after that ended, I moved on to Remix, so middle of 2017.
Okay. I started working on Remix. That's your title there, developer relations?
Yeah, or it's kind of like outreach to users.
Okay.
And the way we define it more is like there's the IDE, so like development of the IDE is somebody else. There's the outreach of the brand, that's somebody else. But there's someone who's explaining all the features, that's me.
Here it's comparing Tron versus Ethereum.
Oh, I saw that one.
Yeah, and which is funny because they're both using Remix and Tron is using just the old version and rewrapped.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, like, as we spin out of the EF, which so then effectively our customers become the L2s or whoever contributes or protocols, whoever wants to contribute. The issue recently, we got a graphic designer on the team as well, which will really, really help or has really helped so far.
And you've been doing this for years. I didn't even know there was documentation. Remix is one of the few products that has documentation and it is usable.
So on every plugin, every side panel, you click down here, you get this, and then you can go to the docs.
So I'm on Workspaces, and this stuff works. I mean, I've read this stuff, so I was just reading the documentation for the first Apple printer, 227 pages, including how to program fonts.
Wow.
Like, let's go. It explains in BASIC pinout assignments, documents which pixels of which fonts are lit up for each glyph.
Wow. That's hilarious.
And this is Apple. You think Apple doesn't have documentation, right? And this was Steve Jobs' app.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also interesting, like, as I've been writing some documentation or the release articles, for a while I was, like, trying to make it more interesting than just, like, click this button, click this button. You know, it would start out with a quotation from somebody or it would, I don't know, or kind of change the language up a little bit. I mean, it's interesting, like we were fighting about this today, actually, like how do developers choose what chain to go to? Do they need help to decide which chain to go to?
Hell yes.
Good. That was my assumption too. There should be some kind of matrix for the chains to do some comparison and contrasting for the users. Just take a step back. As we leave the stewardship, there's this like optimism retroactive funds. They totally, you didn't get very much money at all because they're looking for like GitHub trusted users.
So what's the change?
Well, you know, we've been getting all our funding through the EF. You know, we've been getting all. So now, the first step is we're getting a grant, a fixed grant, and a matching grant from the EF. But it's really, you know, it's a year-ish of funding if we get the match. After that, we have to start pivoting. So raising money for, which could be, you know, integrations of chains. It could be lots of different products because people are only generous in up markets.
We're talking about salaries. GitHub Actions, I don't know.
Yeah, like servers, debugging node, there's some actions, there's Circle CI, things like that, but mostly it's salary.
How big is the team?
But mostly it's salary. 10.
And
then app.remix.live will be the app. The value proposition for the chains are going to be getting users to them. Often, like, the chains have a DAO structure, so it's like applying to their DAOs.
So you can use the same model that Etherscan uses?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Etherscan has a free product for Ethereum. I don't know if that's funded still. Each one of the other chains like Polygon and et cetera, they pay money for that. I know that Etherscan costs a lot of money to run.
Yeah, they have multiple revenue streams. They have to diversify the revenue streams. But there is this subscription model to the chains, and the chains often pay up because they realize that, they're the biggest block explorer. So, and even like so many projects are just verifying their projects on Etherscan, and so that it becomes even a bigger funnel to them.
Yeah, and I've seen the Tron one specifically. Tron was a client of mine. It's pretty nice. They auto-verify contracts. Ethereum Remix, you have to log in or something. You have to get an API key to do the IPFS. They do that by default. Nice little things. They've actually spent the time to push the project forward. I don't know. Have they sent you anything back?
Never.
Awesome.
But I mean, they're even like, there are a lot of forks of Remix for different projects. Even I heard of some banks, version of Remix behind their firewall just for their bank employees.
Oh, I'm working on a project now. We have to decide which chain to go to, and depending on how hot your project is, the question is just, which chain is going to pay me more? Polygon, is it going to be Algorand? I mean, totally different directions. I was on a phone call, we were doing EVM, and Algorand came in with a very interesting offer and that you could not ignore. And that is their BDE, just making it happen. This is a LATAM project. They had specific, you know, they have a target, they have a menu. They're like, this is what we want to focus on. And if you match, they open the pocketbook. That is an important part of these negotiations too.
Yeah, in fact, part of this outreach has been like getting like to know the developer relations people and to do some joint projects together just to get the ball rolling. Like we started doing some stuff with the graph. You know, like the guy at the graph started making a graph plugin, and then I was going to make a Learneth tutorial inside Remix about the graph. And then it turns out then the protocols get to work together, and then they get to know each other. So it's great for the students, but it's also great for the organizers.
You are the place where people start. And I use it for production. So, I mean, I go the whole way. I give it to the client. I give them screenshots. Take this, drag it, because, you know, as a developer, you should never deploy to production. And there's laws about that too now. So watch out, especially in EU. And so if people are starting here, then your tutorials are gold.
We're reorganizing the home tab so that it's more in-app marketing is so crucial, but there's not that much space.
Well, you're going to get more space because you're going to front end this whole thing with your new homepage.
Yeah.
To be honest, I would actually remove the home tab from Remix because I would move all that stuff into your homepage before people open it. Here's the home tab. So many of my contracts that I deployed are called 1_Swerge.
Me too.
Regardless of what they are, they're 1_Swerge. And unfortunately, when you upload the IPFS, it retains the name. So I look like a noob when I do that. Okay, so... So you've got a lot of opportunities here.
Well, the thing was that as we were talking to Etherscan, selling ads on Etherscan works because there's so many page views.
Well, Etherscan has got money on the table because they have email addresses. Everybody should have Etherscan alerts. How else would you know that you received something? There's no way to know. What, do you log in every day? I don't do that. My OPSEC says I'm not even logged into most of my stuff most of the time. You've got to use some type of a notification service. They're leaving so much money on the table. When they notify you, they should be telling you, hey, P.S., based on everything we know about you, you want to buy this. I mean, there's so much money for that they're just not using it. You guys are different though. They have users. Their customers, the advertisements are going to be low value and they're selling crap coins to individual people that want to buy crap coins. You are hiring board. That is your number one That's where all your money's going to come from, is your hiring board. You don't even have a hiring board yet.
Yeah.
You know, people pay developers. Like, I was in China last year after the bubble, $200K and for entry level blockchain developers.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, also like ads for, you know, hackathons like or for, events, event you know,
yes.
hackathons
or you can have a map of hackathons and you can make them all gray and some of them are blue and you can work with PizzaDAO. PizzaDAO is the people to work with this. Remix is a premium customer. The type of people that use Remix are way more valuable than the people that buy Doge and use Etherscan. You are touching people that build. And you know who can build because you can give them badges.
As we have this home page, we can start getting user accounts.
Yes. So maybe there's some touch point where you can get people to make an account. Maybe it's to save.
Oh, but yeah. And then you can share the state of the local VM. I mean, you can send.
Oh, wow. You got to find a way to figure out which contracts are deployed through your app. You gotta find that. You gotta get the TX, you know, of those transactions that run through your app somehow. At Binance,
Yeah.
This is very easy to calculate, right? So you could tell them there was $1 million worth of BSC tokens burned through contracts that were deployed inside of Remix, and for the low price of $600,000 next year, we can keep that going as a sponsor with your logo on the top of us. Easy no-brainer. You give us 600, we give you a million every year. And it's cumulative. Every 600 you give us is a million per year that you get.
Yeah, like proving how much those chains are making off of us is an angle we hadn't thought about.
All this is
possible. That's great.
Yeah. While Ethereum is still paying for your servers and your analytics, because I've run these queries on Google BigQuery. Oh my God. I found a vulnerability in some contract that OpenSea deployed, which was not verified, the source code, because I didn't use Remix with IPFS, that the server time on Google for one query is like $200. It's like, damn, son. Dumb question. When people verify a contract with IPFS, do you send the whole folder?
I think it's the, yeah, just the source code and the metadata.
Do you have a second beer?
Yeah, I'm going to open it. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, can you put wine on it?
Beer.
Yeah, beer.
This one, it's a cork.
I got a lid, I got a pop, and I got a cork.
There was another saison that they said was the classic one, but I didn't get it.
All right.
Wow. Antillon. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
So what year is that?
2017.
Alex, good. This one's like really funky. I like it. This one's the Dalmatian.
Yeah. Yeah, Dalmatian.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah. Dalmatian. But it was perfect for the moment.
Yes. I love how beers can make you feel like the new season's coming. I switch beers for seasons and, you know, you're getting allergies coming out. It all comes at the same time. I love it.
Wow. This one's a good beer for talking too. It kind of makes you want to.
Yeah. Get the bubbles and everything.
Mm.
So what's next for you? Are you going to be doing the same things going forward? Or...
You know, like in set, I'm kind of like softening up the DAOs or the, you know, the chains, you know, figuring out what some collaborations could be. There have been some startups that wanted to have access to Remix's audience to try out security analysis tools, or there's a kind of limited amount of, like, people need to start learning about ZK proofs and how to write circuits. And so, but we have there's a plugin for a service that does remote compilation of circuits,
awesome.
You know, to, but anyway, so there's a, they like us because we give them customers. So
yeah,
for their startup.
Yeah.
And then there's like, some chains, like there's a ZK Sync plugin, because at the moment ZK Sync you can't compile, like it's not fully EVM compatible.
Yeah.
So, and there's also like a few Chinese chains in there too. So there's some flavors of that, and that required its own compiler and deployer.
So they would set it up and then they hotlink into it. And then that is their starting point for their developer engagement.
Yeah, and in fact, it should be like all docs from all projects should link to Remix via these URLs, because you can get the doc, you can get a sample file for people to play around with.
Yeah. Anything else to wrap up for today?
Vibe coding, you know, it takes a certain amount of effort to get all the ZK compilers going.
Oh, yeah.
And there are not that many people actually using it yet. So is it worth that effort?
It's worth the effort for you to sell them on paying you money to build this.
Yeah.
There's not enough users for stuff. I worked on a ZK blind NFT transfer thing with Ernst & Young, now EY, for supply chain, for pharma, with the FDA reviewing. Like, they're so deep in this, which is beautiful and great for like two users.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It becomes incredibly interesting and engaging for our developers, for the developers who are using it, for me to write this kind of intricate documentation, but it's only two users.
There's a place for that. That's called a case study. That is, and there's funding for these things.
Okay. Hey,
thanks for joining. It was great to see your path, your passion here, and you've got a running start with your new business. Congrats on that. Are you excited? Like, how?
Yeah, no, it's a wild opportunity. Occasionally, it's like the response isn't what we expected, but I think it's months or maybe less, but it should be months.
All right.